Sean Mize here. Now, so far, we've really dug into this idea of the whole business model, and we've dug into this idea of you've got to determine what your purpose is. You, from deep down inside of you, from somewhere, you must determine what that purpose is. Whatever you've got to dig in and determine what that purpose is, and once you've determined what that purpose is, once you've determined what that purpose is, then your next step is to determine how are you going to compete in this marketplace by offering a solution that no one else is offering. Okay, now, we talked about the idea that that does not happen overnight and that it takes time to happen. And so obviously, in the course of this training, we're wanting to say, hey, let's get you up and running in 7 days. Now, what does this mean? Well, it means that your solutions are going to be incomplete when you launch your business. So it's kind of like if somebody becomes a nurse at 22, their knowledge level is going to be incomplete until they've worked for a few years. That doesn't mean they can't become a nurse. It doesn't mean that they can't get minimum wages for nurses. But they're not going to be the person that's called on for a tough situation to help out a tough dying client. They're going to get the easy cases. And it's exactly the same way with you. When you first start out your business, you're probably going to start out in some generalities. You're probably going to help people with things that maybe there's some crossover what other people are helping in. You're going to fight tooth and nail to get that business. Maybe at first you reduce your price so you can get some of those initial clients. You're going to be using that as an experience time for you to figure out what the market really needs. So, you know, as I've shared earlier, there's a fallacy out there in the marketplace that says you can just get started from scratch and you can be an expert in a very short amount of time. And I've even used the concept that you can become an expert in a topic in 30 to 90 days if you take the time to study that particular topic. However, I want to exclude from that idea this idea of actually becoming an expert in the marketplace. You can become a book knowledge expert in a short period of time, but until you've been in the trenches, until you've worked with clients one-on-one, until you've helped people solve real problems, you're not going to genuinely be an experienced expert. And so when we're talking about building this initial business, I just want to be very, very clear that as you build this initial business, you're not going to become an instant expert. You are going to have to pay your dues. And, you know, I'll tell you, you know, sometimes people struggle for years online and they reinvent the wheel every 30 days because the last wheel didn't work. What you're going to do now is you're going to build a wheel and you're going to spend the next 2 years building it out. And it doesn't mean you can't make money along the way. It doesn't mean you can't help clients. But what's going to happen is, as you develop your mission, as you develop your unique solution, you're going to be able to charge more and more. Your business is going to be able to grow. Your website's going to become more seasoned. You're going to become better at getting results for people because of the fact that you are becoming more experienced. Okay, so what I want to do is show you how we're going to build this business out. And I want to do it from a reverse perspective. I want to share with you a unique perspective on building your business out. It's a unique perspective that I've used for years and that others that are deeply entrenched in the marketplaces at some of the higher levels, it's a strategy that they use whether they realize that they're using it or not. I'm going to share it with you so you can begin building your business out from the very beginning. I'm going to share this with you so that you can begin building your business out from the very beginning. Okay. There's a lot of talk out there about a stair-step funnel. You know how it works. You know, you have 1,000 people at the bottom for free, and then 200 people buy at some low price, and then 50 people buy at a higher price, and then 20 people buy at a higher price, and 10 people buy at a higher price, and 5 people buy at a higher price. Now, I've argued for a long time that that model doesn't really work like that. I've argued for a long time that that model doesn't exactly work like that in the real world. And yet, we see that physically, it does work. Physically, if we put that in place, people move through that funnel and become profitable. And yet, I still argue that it doesn't work exactly like that. And I'll tell you what I believe happens in a well-developed market. What I believe happens in a well-developed market is that that stair step is actually drawing people to your highest intensity training. It's drawing people to your highest intensity training. And what this means is that your highest intensity training may be, let's say it's one-on-one coaching, or it's a platinum training program, or it's the VIP days, or it's live seminars, whatever that highest intensity training is. That highest intensity training is outside the purchasing power of most of the people that may be coming through your funnel. However, it still serves a purpose. It serves a purpose as anchoring the value of your expertise, meaning that if you have a 12-hour program that markets for $12,000, maybe 1 out of 1,000 people will invest in that program and actually get the full value out of it. The other 9,999 individuals, say out of 10,000, 9,999 other individuals will use that as an anchor to move up the stair step over time. I believe that this is why when we see a fully developed business, the stair step works really well, and we use that as proof. I'm not going to name any names here, but you can probably name 5 experts in the market who have fully developed stair steps, and you may be able to point and you can say that stair step is what people buy. The funny thing is the stair step's not what's advertised. It's what people buy, and they move through that stair step as they are hoping to attain the highest level of help. However, if we look at a small immature business that only has 2 levels, free and a low price, or free, low price, and a little higher price, we find that people do not move through that funnel at the same conversion. Why? I believe it's because they're only being pulled to the mid-ticket item, which means that they place a lower value on the value of your time. Because they're placing a lower value on the value of your time, they're not compelled to invest at a higher level. Instead, they'll invest with a competitor who may be charging a higher price but is pulling from a higher place in the market. Okay, now, if we look at this from the perspective that we may, in fact, at the point of looking at it, it may look like a stair step, but in fact, it's being driven and pulled by the highest value interaction that you can have with your clients, then instead of building your business from the bottom up, meaning free, small ticket, medium ticket, highest ticket, instead we build your business from the top down, meaning we start out with your highest value, and we move down from there. Okay, so, for example, if you want to help people in your niche, what's the way that you can most help someone in your niche? The way that you can most help someone in your niche is working with them one-on-one. That's the way that we're able to help people the most in your niche, is working with people on a one-on-one basis. And so what we do is we price our one-on-one in such a way that we max out at some number of coaching clients. So somewhere between, say, 3 and 20 coaching clients that purchase on a one-on-one basis. When your business starts out, that one-on-one coaching might have a lower price tag on it. As your business grows, that one-on-one coaching can have a higher price tag on it, and that price tag can be moved up and up and up. In fact, that price tag can be moved up and up and up to such a point that it's very rare even that a one-on-one ticket is sold. However, that one-on-one coaching is set as the standard of help in the niche, meaning that if you sell a group coaching program, you're not selling it based on the idea that I've packaged together a whole bunch of ideas that I'm going to sell to a group of people, but instead I'm packaging together the same ideas that I market at $5,000 an hour, for example, for an extreme example, and there are people in there may be people in your niche that charge at that level. Are they selling a lot of hours at that level? No. However, when you read the sales page for their group coaching program, you'll discover that the value of the information in that group coaching program is being compared to the value of the same information being offered at a one-on-one position. So as we work down this ladder, instead of working up the ladder, we are positioning each training that we sell for a lower price. So we're starting off with high. We move down the ladder instead of up the ladder. We're selling it at a lower price based on a lower level of involvement. So this is contrasted from a typical stair step where we say, okay, if you want more, pay more. If you want even more, pay more. And so we're constantly, with that model, we're constantly pushing and kicking people to try to get them to invest more and more. We're always selling at the margin. However, if we start from the top down, individuals will buy, will purchase the highest level of interaction with you that they believe that you're worth based on their ability to invest. It allows you to go to a pricing model that allows you to interact with someone at the highest point at which they are willing to invest with you for a specific level of interaction. So, for example, once again, we look at one-on-one coaching. We price it in such a way that you have, say, 3 to 20 clients, depending on how many people that you want to work with on a monthly basis. So group coaching is priced at the next level down, and obviously group coaching can encompass a lot of things. I'm kind of bandying that term around loosely, but it could include mastermind, it could include live seminars, it could include mentoring programs or mastermind programs or mentorship programs, et cetera, et cetera. It could range anywhere from highly ultra elite with only a few members involved to something that is very much cookie cutter. And so we could even have multiple layers of this coaching. So we have a high layer that says, look, if you can't afford the one-on-one, get the next best thing down. It's a group of five people. It's a round table. We meet once a month, and you get the highest level involvement short of doing one-on-one. And then the next level down is, hey, we've got a class with 20 or 25 people in it. If you really want the powerful training but you can't afford to be in the group of five, you can be in the group of 25, and so on. And so we can have another program that says, okay, instead of capped at 25, it's capped at 100 individuals, or we've capped at 1,000 individuals. And then what happens, we get to the place where we say, okay, now we want to have something unlimited, and that's where we open up a product that people are able to purchase. So now they're able to purchase a slice of the information, but it comes with no involvement from you. Okay, now, you're in the position of starting out your business brand new. You're hearing me talk about this highest level of involvement, and there feels like there's a disconnect. And by the way, because there feels like there's this disconnect, I believe this is why people don't teach this particular principle. It's a principle that I've used in my business for years. It's a principle that a number of others in the marketplace use. Many of them don't even realize that they're using it. And that's why when you get started, one of the reasons why when you get started in your marketplace makes it so very difficult to compete, because you don't have those higher level of interaction priced at higher prices programs. Because when you get started, you believe that all you're able to offer the world is a 57-minute MP3. All you're able to offer to the world is a 25-page manual. And the truth of the matter is, if that's all that you're able to offer, you probably haven't fully developed your purpose. You see, if we go back to this idea of purpose, your purpose is helping other people. And I don't care if it's your first client or your 1,000th client. The highest level at which you can help someone else is one-on-one personally. So I want you to imagine that something happens in your offline world. In your offline world, somebody comes to you, let's say with a worldly problem. Let's just say cooking. So somebody comes to you and they say, you know, I've agreed to make soup tomorrow night, and I don't know how to make soup. So let me ask you this. What's the way that person that wants to learn how to make soup is going to be able to get the best level of advice from you? Is it going to be for you to say, hey, you know what, if you go down to the local bookstore, there's a soup cookbook, and you just buy it and go to page 39 and read the instructions? Or is it going to be, hey, you know what, I've got some time tomorrow afternoon. Come on over. We'll fire up the stove. And, in fact, better yet, meet me at the grocery store, and we'll go to the grocery store. We'll pick out everything you need. I'll even show you how to pick out the best ingredients for your soup. And then come over to my house. We'll fire up the stove. We'll put this soup on, and, boy, you're going to have some delicious soup. So we take something as mundane as making a pot of soup, and what's the best way to impart change in somebody's life? The best way to impart change in somebody's life is personally, one-on-one. And so you say, okay, well, I want to build a business, and I want this to be a worldwide business, and I want to be able to help millions of people. Well, you got to start with the first person first. And so that's what you do. You start with the first person, you have them come over, and you make soup with them. And they go out and they tell 10 of their friends, and next week 10 people want to make soup. So now what do? Do you schedule 10 personal sessions to make soup? Or do you say, you know what, everybody come on over at the same time, and we'll make soup together? Yeah, absolutely. So now in the natural, with something as mundane as making soup, we're spreading out this coaching principle, but it all starts with that one-on-one coaching session. Okay, so let's fast forward another week, and all these 10 people go out and they tell 10 more people apiece. Next week, you got 100 people that want to make soup. Now, are you going to schedule 100 one-on-ones, or are you going to do 10 sessions of 10 people? Or, okay, now again, we're a little bit of an imaginary world here. We're going to say, I can't fit 100 people into my kitchen, so what do? Okay, well, maybe I set up a webcam, and I say, okay, everybody in your home, you can turn on the webcam and you can watch me. And now we're able to leverage this. Okay, but if we were starting out from scratch, would we start out with the webcam and 100 people at home? Absolutely not. You say, but I can't. You're right. The technology's there. But here's the thing. What we're finding is that more and more people are trying to do it the way that they see the end result. They're latching on to that end result. They're latching on to that result that says, let me get out of the marketplace and make this available to millions. You're not ready to market to millions until you've marketed to thousands, to hundreds, to dozens, and to single individuals. And when we think about it, you're building this website over the course of the next few days. As you're building this website, I want you to be thinking about building to the highest level of interaction. And if you'll start with the highest level of interaction and then build everything down from there, you'll find that everything will fit in very naturally. And because of the fact that you're starting out at the highest level, your website won't have to mature over time. Now, it may mature because you become, you know, you get better graphics on it, you put a better theme on it, et cetera, et cetera. But it's not going to have to mature in its structure because it's all going to be there. The highest level of interaction is going to be there. Hey, if nobody signs up for that highest level of interaction for 2 months, that's okay. It's there. When the first person's ready for it, excellent, it's there. But what's more important is because that highest level of interaction is there, you have now placed a value on your time, and everything else that you market can be compared against that lure of the highest level of interaction at the highest price. But if you don't have a highest level of interaction at a highest price, then you're unable to compare the value of what goes on at the lower levels, at the group levels, at the mass levels, at the product level, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, moving on. How do we price this? I believe that you should price your one-on-one coaching in such a way that you're able to manage 5 to 10 clients initially. 5 to 10 clients initially. In the long run, you'll find that you can't manage more than about 5 to 10 one-on-one clients unless that's all you're going to do. Now, given the fact that you're in the information business or you're wanting to get into the information coaching business, I'd probably make the assumption you don't want to do one-on-one exclusively. If you did want to do one-on-one exclusively, you're probably good for about 15 hours a week. If you coach one-on-one more than 15 hours or maybe 20 hours a week, you're probably going to burn out. Because the truth of the matter is you need breaks between one-on-one calls. You can't talk for 20 hours a week without going hoarse. There's a limit to the number of people that you can coach at any given time. Now, if we add in an internet business on top of this, we're going to have to reduce that from 15 to 20 down to something reasonable. And I would say at the beginning, you can price it in such a way that within a few months, maybe you'll have 5 to 10 clients. Now, what's going to happen is you're going to have people coming in. You're going to max out at your 10 clients. You're going to have people that are coming in that want to join. But because of the fact that you have 10 clients, you're not taking anybody else on. And so, well, instead of creating a long waiting list, instead you just raise your prices. And over time, as people are no longer able to afford your highest level of coaching, you will be charging more and more and more for your coaching. And as you're charging more and more for your one-on-one coaching, you'll be able to pull your group coaching along with that. You'll be able to pull those prices up over time. You'll be able to pull the prices of your products up over time. Okay. Folks, I'm just kind of taking a look at my notes. I want to make sure I'm giving you absolutely everything that I plan to. This is good stuff. I'm going to be bold here and say that this is good stuff. And you're probably going to want to listen to what I just shared with you again. Funnel traffic to the one-on-one. Here's the thing. Coaching is for people who want results. Coaching is for people who want results, and the closer they get to you, the more results they'll get. Products are for people who cannot afford or have missed out on live events and coaching. Think about that. Products are for people who can't afford or missed out on live events or coaching. We don't sell products for the sake of selling products. Now, many people do, and they don't sell a lot of them. But if instead you'll position your product as being the next best thing to investing in $300 or $1,000 or $100 an hour in coaching, then your products can sell at a higher rate. Why? Because you're selling the highest level of information at a discount. Whereas if you're just focusing on it from the purpose of selling a standalone product, you have nothing with which to gauge the price of the product. Now, you may say, well, I'll arbitrarily put a $100 price tag on my product because that's what my competition is selling for. But, friend, people are not choosing to invest $100 with you because your competition charges $100. They're choosing to invest with you at $100 because they're going to get $1,000 worth of training if they work with you one-on-one, but they're not willing to invest $1,000 in one-on-one training, so instead they'll settle for $100 in product training. Now, sometimes you might ask, well, you know, why would someone in the information or coaching business have a low-end item like a newsletter or a monthly CD, et cetera, et cetera? What if you were to use that newsletter or a monthly CD as an opportunity to get a physical sales letter into someone's home that sells a live event or one-on-one coaching at the highest level? And if that were the case, then your purpose for having a newsletter or a membership is not the revenue that's associated with it, although you'll generate revenue. The purpose for you is creating a mailing list of individuals who will invest it with you at the highest level. Now, what's the advantage to the person purchasing it? Once again, we're not talking about a standalone newsletter. We're not talking about a standalone CD. What are we talking about? We're talking about a newsletter that has an extract of your best training that you've offered in the prior month. How do we know it's your best? Because when you sit down to write that newsletter, you're going to want to give your best, right? Now, if you give your best, and you have one-on-one clients and coaching clients that are paying you for your best, what are you naturally going to give on those one-on-one calls? You're going to give the information that's your very best. So if you sit down to write the very best information, no, it won't be targeted like it was with your one-on-one client. It'll be generic. And maybe you'll leave some of the highest level of secrets out to be fair to those one-on-one clients. But the topic that you're going to use for your very best, it's going to be the same as your very best across the board. It's going to be the same as your very best across the board. I could go on and on, but I'm not going to, in kind of giving you example after example after example of how each one of the products that you create is going to be a result of your top-down funnel rather than your bottom-up funnel. Okay, so what does that have to do with building out your business? You see, so many programs out there that teach you how to build your business, they teach you from the perspective of a mini site. Okay, so they teach you from the perspective of, okay, you just need a sales letter and a little cheap product to sell and a free giveaway and go drive traffic. Now, why do people teach that? I've taught that before. Why? Because it's the easiest thing to sell, is the idea that you can create this little mini site and you can create it very quickly. The problem is, does it work? I mean, think about it. How many mini sites have you seen that are standalone by people who are not experts that actually make money? Okay, that's easy to say, okay, well, so-and-so has a standalone site and that site sells, but he also has a web presence. She also has a coaching program. She also has another product. She also has. And so what does that mean? It means that that little standalone mini site isn't so standalone after all. It may look like it's standalone. If you don't know the person, it really feels like it's standalone. But the truth of the matter is, it's not standing alone. It's being supported by traffic. It's being supported by other products. It's being supported when somebody is not willing to invest $1,000 a month in coaching and they stumble on your little mini site for $37, they buy it $37. But if you create a mini site, put the same product up for $37, nobody buys it. Why? Well, because you don't have the $1,000 coaching program that builds the value of the content that is in that $37 product. And so what that means is that, you know, one of the things that, you know, we've kind of talked about this whole purpose thing, we've talked about this idea that if you're going to build a business, that you need to build a business in such a way that nobody else has offered that solution before. And so as I've been creating this, hopefully you've realized as you've listened to the training for the last few hours, you have recognized, or whatever we're up to now, I think we may be into the third hour, but I'm not sure, you may have realized that you've never heard some of the things I'm sharing with you today. Why? Because same as I'm teaching you to go into something where you're meeting a need that nobody else is meeting, that's my purpose in rolling this out, is to give you the ability to do something that nobody else is doing. So out there, if you look at normal 7-day websites, what do you see? They're generally mini sites with one small product and a sales page. What are we going to do? We're going to build something full scale. We're going to build something that has the ability for someone to purchase coaching. We're going to have something, we're going to have the ability for someone to be able to purchase some kind of a training. Obviously, I'm going to put one thing on. You'll be able to put what you want on yours. We're going to have a website that has the ability for people to see content. We're going to have a website that contains a number of these different elements. And you say, do we need all? No, we don't need all of these things, and that's why I'm going to give them to you so that you can decide which are the components that you want to put in your business. But I want to be very clear here that the more professional that you put your, make your website based on the fact of what you're able to offer. I'm not talking about fancy graphics. I'm not talking about, you know, load times. I'm not talking about things like that. What I am talking about is building your business in such a way that people are able to see that if they interact with you at the highest level, they're going to get results in your life, in their life. And now you may be thinking, okay, well, I can't get results for my clients. You shouldn't be teaching them. You see, it kind of goes back to that soup example. If your friend calls you up and says, hey, you know, can you show me how to make that soup, and you don't know how to teach them how to make soup, you would be a liar and a cheat to say, come on over and I'll show you how. It's the same thing in your business. If you don't know how to teach what you purport to teach, you shouldn't be in business. Now, you may say, well, I have to be in business because it's the only way I can make money. Well, I mean, if the only way that you can be in business is to be a liar and a cheat, well, there's a real problem with that, isn't there? There's a real problem with that. You have to manufacture things in your life in such a way that you become the expert that's able to teach. And I realize I may be stepping on a few toes right here. I realize that some people are going to listen to me and they're going to say, well, I don't like this. I don't like the fact that I have to know what I'm talking about in order to teach it. Well, if that's the case, go learn from somebody else. Sell smoke and mirrors. Because if you're going to build a business, if I'm going to teach you how to build a business, I want you to build a solid business. I don't want you to build a business that's smoke and mirrors. I want you to build a solid business. And the only way you're going to be able to build that solid business is to be able to actually get results in people's lives. And if you can't get results in people's lives one-on-one, how are you going to get results in people's lives from a coaching perspective with 100 clients? If you can't get results for one client, how are you going to get results for 100? If you can't get results in a group coaching program, how are you going to get results in a product? If you can't get results, you have no business selling. And so if I have to underline something, it would be to say, you must figure out how you're going to be able to get results. And here's the thing. If you start getting results for people in your niche, you'll probably discover that more and more people want to learn from you. What I see in the marketplace is that people are spending so much time trying to get people to buy from them instead of focusing on results, that they have to work, they have to spend all their time working on selling, rather than on helping people and helping them to get results. Okay, so now that we've laid all this groundwork, and by the way, some of you might have been thinking, wow, this is an awful lot of groundwork to show us a couple of videos to show how, you know, you put all these things together. Shouldn't you be spending a whole bunch of your time on these videos? Absolutely not. Here's why. Because when you have this groundwork in place, the website becomes a no-brainer. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on the website. Why? Because I've already done all the hard work. You see, I've already done all the hard thinking about this business. I've done the hard thinking, and since I've already done the hard thinking, all I have to do is walk it out. Whereas if we think about the perspective of, you know, we just want to spend hours and hours and hours working on our website, but we haven't done any of the thinking, what's going to happen? You're going to be in a position where you spend all of your time working on your website, and you have nothing to show for it. Have you ever done that before? You worked on a website, you worked on it for 20 hours or 40 hours, and nobody bought from it, and you looked at it, and you weren't satisfied with the way that it looked? It's not because of the time you put into it or didn't put into it. It's probably because of the lack of planning going into it. We've talked about purpose. We've talked about coming up with a solution that nobody else offers. We've talked about structuring your solution, starting out with one-on-one at the very highest, and then structuring down with coaching and structuring down with products and down with memberships and on and on, selling people at the level at which they can afford, but selling them the knowledge that they could get if they worked with you at a higher level. The difference is going to be the interaction. And the less interaction someone has, the less results they're going to get. Not because the information is not as good, but because generally people get results when they're able to interact with you and ask you questions. So the more someone pays, the closer they get to actually touching you and having a conversation with you, means they're going to get the highest level of results. Your products, as they become distanced from that interaction with you, people are going to get less and less results, not because you're designing it that way, not because you're holding anything back, but because when people just listen to the information and don't take action, they don't get results. I mean, think about this. You're listening to me right now, but if you don't take what I'm teaching you and implement it, you're not going to get results. If you don't take what I'm teaching you right now and implementing it, you're not going to get results. We know that for a fact. And the truth of the matter is, if you were investing $1,000 an hour with me, what would we spend the bulk of our time on? It wouldn't be spent teaching you these topics. No, I'd just have you listen to this to get these topics. What would we spend that time on? We would spend that time on me pushing you to actually do the work. And it's exactly the same way in your business. In your business, you're going to operate at your highest level with those clients that are one-on-one, not necessarily your highest level of knowledge, but your highest level of pushing people, your highest level of interaction. So once you have those pieces in place, now the next step is to say, okay, well, you know, if I'm going to teach people one-on-one, and, you know, then I'm going to extract what I'm teaching people one-on-one and kind of create some trainings out of that. Is that going to be written? Is it going to be audio? Is it going to be video? And the thing is, remember I mentioned to you, I think I mentioned this earlier, I'm not going to give you a cookie cutter solution to doing what we're doing, and your business should not look exactly like mine when we get done. It shouldn't be cookie cutter. It should be yours. The thing is, right now, if you haven't answered your purpose question, if you haven't answered how are you going to make the most change happen in people's lives, you may not know whether or not your site should be, your product should be video, audio, or written. And now's not the time to decide. You can't decide that until you've decided all the deeper things. Once you've decided those deeper things, then you can say, okay, what's the best way to present this information? Is it going to be best for me to write this information? Is it going to be best for me to record this information? Is it going to be best for me to use video? What is the best way to get this information out? You have to make that decision based on the information. You can't make that until all the other decisions are made. You're also going to define a three-step funnel. Now, I say three-step loosely. This could be an eight-step funnel. I say three-step because it's really the minimum level. Hey, what's that three-step funnel going to look like? You know, a lot of times when you think of a three-step funnel from a traditional stair-step perspective, you think, okay, a three-step funnel is going to be free, $37, and $100. That's our three-step funnel. No, three-step funnel is going to start with one-on-one mentoring at the highest price that you can charge and have 5 to 10 clients. So depending on where you're at, that one-on-one mentoring could be $300 an hour, it could be $100 an hour, it could be $1,000 an hour. That's going to be the beginning of your funnel. That's what people are going to be exposed to. It's going to be exposed on your website, and a percentage of people will enroll in one-on-one mentoring. Most people are going to look at that and say, you know what, I'm not willing to invest $300 an hour for one-on-one. How else can I get involved with you? And so then the next step down will be a coaching program, that gives the same information that might be given in one-on-one, except instead of one-on-one, it's one-on-10 or one-on-20 or one-on-100. And then how do we price that? Well, we price it at such a level that, you know, maybe we can generate 100 to 200 clients in a coaching program. So it may be 100 a month, it may be 500 a month, depending on the size of the market, it may be $1,000 a month. Now, keep in mind, with one-on-one mentoring, with coaching programs, the price will go up over time. The price will go up as you're able to command a higher price. The price will go up, and as the price goes up, you'll begin to create lower-level, less interaction programs at the price points that the older products have vacated. So let's imagine that you start out in your business with $100 for one-on-one coaching and $37 a month for some type of group coaching. That's probably too low for any kind of group coaching. We just use this as an example. Well, over time, you say, boy, I've got 25 clients at $100 an hour. I'm getting burnt out. I'm going to raise my price to $200 an hour. 10 of those clients will drop off because they don't want to spend the extra money. Now you'll have 15 clients at $200 an hour. And then what do? Then you allow your monthly coaching that was $37 a month to enter into the price tag that was vacated when the one-on-one coaching price went up, so the pricing of the one-on-one went from $100 to $200, so now your group coaching is $100 an hour instead, or $100 a month instead of $37. So let's say before that you had a $37 training program, now you could maybe bump that training program up to a $97 training program. Maybe you had something really low priced, you can bump that up to the $37 that was vacated by the coaching program, that price was vacated because we moved that price up to match the one-on-one coaching. We could do this on down the road. Now, on down the road, you could say, okay, we're going to do $300 or $400 for private coaching. We're going to bump monthly coaching to $200 a month. And we're going to bump our products to $100 or $200. So what's going to happen is as you grow in your business, those prices can go up. Now, if you have confidence right now in your ability to develop results for people, and this is really going to depend on where you're at in your business, if you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that you can get results for people, you can charge and get a higher price, you can start out with the higher prices. And so I think that that's another fallacy in the marketplace, and that says that you have to come in at the low end of the market. You don't. However, you have to have the confidence to be able to say, I know I can help people. And for many of you, if you've never helped a client before, you have no idea what kind of results you can get, you probably aren't going to price at the very highest level. Here's the thing, and I kind of mentioned this earlier. I want to say this again. Once you have your clear mission, everything else is easy. Let's tie this in again. Once you know the hole in the marketplace, it's easy to create a one-on-one coaching program. You don't even need a sales letter. You just need a single page on your website that says, hey, do you want to work with me personally? It's $100 per hour. Click here to purchase. You don't need a sales letter. You don't need anything prepared until that first person invests. And then you still don't need anything prepared except for a telephone line. That's it. They make the first purchase, and now you have nothing prepared. You send them an email that says, when would you like to schedule your first session? I'm available tomorrow at 2 p.m. or next Monday at 9 a.m. What works? That's it. That's it. You just say, hey, how are we going to talk? Well, you probably have a telephone, and they probably have a telephone. Oh, and you've been in business for a while, you rent a conferencing service like I do, you have everybody call into a central place, makes it easy to record. You don't need that when you're starting out. You can literally create one-on-one coaching from scratch out of thin air. And it's literally two lines on your website. Easy. It's just that easy. And that's something that if we were to think about it from the perspective of building a stair-step funnel, we might strategize our one-on-one coaching for months and months and months. There's no strategy necessary if you have your mission and your mission's clear. You go back to the soup example. What's the mission when somebody calls you up and says, hey, can you show me how to make soup? The mission is to show them how to make soup. That's it. Your mission in your business is to show somebody how to do something they don't know how to do. And it doesn't take a sales page to make that happen. It can be as easy as a telephone call. Okay, so now we move down. You know, once your mission's clear and you know what you're able to help people with, well, you could create an option where you could have 10 people in a coaching program, and that's it. You don't have to do any more thinking about it except to say, my mission's clear. This is what I help people with. The coaching program over 10 weeks is going to help 10 people make that result happen. Now, obviously, you know, you're developing a coaching program out. You're probably going to want more detail than that. But if you think about it, once you have that mission clear, it makes it really easy to develop these other programs. Same thing with products. Once you know what your mission is and you discover that a particular product is not being offered in the marketplace, a particular solution is not being offered in the marketplace, there's no thinking about it. Your mission is clear, and so you simply create products that fall in line with your mission. And as I build this site out, you're going to see what's happening. Okay, so let's talk now about when we create our website, if we have our mission clear, what kind of website are we going to create? We're going to create a website that makes our mission clear. Once we know what our mission is, creating the website's easy. Whenever I create a website, it's really easy for me to do because I simply make a list of what do I want this website to accomplish, what software will allow me to build that website as quickly as possible. And I go out and do it. Many times I can have a website up and running in an hour or two that has all the components on it that I need, or at least placeholders for some of those components if they take more time. I'm going to give you a partial list of things that you could put on your website. But I don't want you to take this partial list and then say, okay, well, Sean said I need to have all these items on my website. You don't, or maybe you do. But it's all going to be based on your mission. Your mission is going to determine what's going to be in that website, just like your mission of teaching somebody how to create soup. What is going to go into the soup is going to be determined by what kind of soup that you want to make. If you're going to make a vegetable soup, you go to the store and you buy vegetables. If it's a meat soup, you go to the store and you buy meat. It's exactly the same thing with your website. You're going to make your website just like you would a pot of soup. You're going to make your website based on your mission. What is your mission? If your mission is to get people involved and change their lives and help them by having a one-on-one coaching program, and a product, what's your website going to look like? If your mission is to change the world by giving away free things and you don't want to make any money, your website's going to look very different. What components would go on the website where the mission is global awareness for some disease? What would be the difference? And so that's what you've got to do. You must take out a sheet of paper and write down, what is my mission? How am I going to help people? What am I going to do to help people? What do I need on my website to be able to support that? So I'm going to give you a few ideas here for what could go on your website. And as you go through these, you can just put a check mark. Yes, I need this for my mission. No, I don't need this for my mission. Or, yes, I need this for my mission. No, I don't need this for my mission. Or, optional. I don't need this for my mission, but it might help my mission. And then you just decide, do I want to put these pieces on the website or not? Now, remember, this is an iterative process. A year from now, you can come back and you say, you know, I didn't put that particular component on my website at that time because I didn't see that it was important, but now I am. Now I am going to add this to my website. But when we create a website in blocks, like I'm going to show you how to do, then it's easy to do. One day you wake up and you say, hey, I need another element on my website because my mission is clear. Well, you wake up and you say, okay, great, I'm going to plug this into the website. So what are some ideas? One of the things that we might want on our website is an explanation of our mission. How could we do that? We could make a video explaining our mission. We could have an audio explaining our mission. We could have an email series explaining our mission. We could have a free giveaway that explains our mission. We could have a PDF or a manual. We could have whatever we wanted that explains our mission. We could have content on our website. We could post a new blog post every single day. We could put a new article on our website every single day. We could write 5,000 words a day if we wanted to and put it on our website. The question is putting content on our website part of our mission? We're only going to know this based on our mission. We're not going to know this because Sean Mize or anybody else out there says to you, you need content on your website. You are the one that determines if you want content on your website. Why? Because it has to fit your mission. You have to determine your mission. Once you've determined your mission, you can then determine, do I want content on the website? Do I want an explanation of my mission? So what are some other things? We could have some credibility items. So maybe you've had some awards or some accolades or some accomplishments in your niche. Maybe you have degrees. Well, those could be things that you could put on your website as credibility. Maybe you have been in business for a while and you have some testimonials. Well, you could have a testimonials page. So maybe in the explanation of your mission, you say, you know, I really want to educate people. So you put that knowledge material on your website. Some of that knowledge material could be free. Some of it could be paid. You could have different price points. You could have different price points for different intensities. Once again, I can't tell you this is what you should have on your website. And again, that's why as I create this program, I'm really underlining the idea that this is not cookie cutter. This is you making some bold decisions. And by the way, speaking of decisions, if you're going to build your business out, you're going to have to learn to make some decisions. And the truth of the matter is, if you don't make any decisions, you'll never build your website out. You'll never build your business out. You'll never build your purpose out, and you'll never change any part of the world if you don't make some decisions. But what happens a lot of times is that people pretend that they're going to make a decision, but really they let someone else make it for them. They hire a coach, and they ask the coach, what should I do? And the coach says, you should do this. And so instead of making a decision to do that on their business or their website, they have defaulted and allowed the coach to make the decision, but they have pretended they've made their own decision by saying, I'm implementing what the coach told me. But there's no argument, there's no discussion, it's just the coach said. That's not your decision, that's the coach's decision. Now you say, well, they're an expert. Well, you're right. And from time to time, I make decisions for my clients. And I make those decisions. Hopefully, I've evaluated everything, and I've said, boy, based on everything you've got here, this is the decision I think you should make, and hopefully I explain what that decision is. And obviously, it's probably going to depend on the relationship with the client and what they're paying for, and do they really want a 20-minute explanation, or if they've paid for 20 minutes, maybe they want to learn something else and not get the explanation. But the thing is, there's not necessarily anything wrong with coming to me to make one decision for you. But if you come to me to make all your decisions, or you come to me and Dan and John and someone else, and we end up making all your decisions for you, then you look at your business and you say, this isn't consistent with my mission. Well, no, because we've been making your decisions for you, and no matter how hard we try to make it match up with what we believe your mission is based on what you've told us third hand, when you combine my decisions for part of your business, Dan's decisions for part of your business, John's decisions for part of your business, Mark's decisions for part of your business, after a while, it's not your business anymore. No, it's Sean's and Dan's and Mark's and John's business. That's what it really is. And when people come to your website, and they look at it, and there's no personality to it. There's no character to it. There's no mission to it. Why? It's a little bit of me. It's a little bit of Dan. It's a little bit of John. It's a little bit of Mark. It's not you. Your website, your business should be a clear reflection of your mission. And once again, until you've taken time to put to paper what that mission is, you won't be able to decide on all of these things that are going to go in your business. And so I challenge you over the next 6 days, or whatever it turns out to be, we've talked about the idea could be anywhere from 5 to 9, but as the next over the next few days, as you're watching me build that business and you're going right along, if you haven't made these clear mission decisions, you have no business following along. So when you get day three, for example, if you're not ready for day three, it's all recorded. Leave it there. There's no sense in studying it. Finish working on your mission. Because I suspect that that's what's happened to you in the past. You've bought training programs in the past. You've bought great training programs in the past from me and from other people. You've gotten behind yourself, though. You've gotten behind yourself. And you've gotten to something you didn't understand that you got stuck on that you should have worked through, but you said, you know, I'll just skip to the next thing. But without that missing link right there, you'll never have the full business. It'd be like if somebody says, hey, you know, I'm going to learn martial arts, but I don't want to learn how to do a basic kick. I don't want to learn how to do a push-up. I don't want to learn how to do a basic, you know, elbow thrust. What I want to do, I want to do the fancy moves. And the thing is, you can learn fancy moves all day long, but you'll just look like you're dancing when somebody attacks you in a back alley because you don't know the basics. Well, it's the same thing on your website. You can copy what I do. You can copy what Dan does and John does and Mark. You can copy us all day long. But if your mission isn't clear, you'll never have a real business. And unfortunately, some people that are going through this training right now, you've repeated that mistake time and time again, and nobody's called you on it. Nobody's called you on it, and it's not your fault. It's not your fault. How would you know? And so I know that maybe right now you're thinking, boy, I don't want to hear this right now. But the truth of the matter is, if you reject what I'm saying to you right now, and you say, I think that there's got to be an easier way, trust me, that easier way is going to get you no more results than all the other easy ways that you've invested in the past. And building a real business with a clear mission where you genuinely help people, it's not easy. How do I know that? Because I've done it. I've done it. I also know behind the scenes of many people out there in the marketplace, you look at their business, you go, boy, that's a nice, easy business they operate. No, it's not easy. It's not easy behind the scenes. It's easy on the front. It's easy on the website where you see. It's not easy behind the scenes. It's not easy behind the scenes. And your business isn't going to be easy either. And if you're looking for an easy, easy business, you're in the wrong business. An easy business might be waiting tables somewhere. An easy business might be making sandwiches. An easy business might be putting tires on trucks. But an internet business is not an easy business. But you can make it really, you can make it a lot easier than everybody else in your niche by being clear about your purpose, being clear about what you can help other people with. Okay, so what else could we put on our website? Well, we could have products if we create those over time. We could have coaching. We could have this one-on-one coaching that we've been discussing. We can have all of these items on our website. We could have video. We could have audio. We could have content. We can have social media interaction if we choose it. So we can have a lot of things on our website. Now, you might be asking, well, what should I put on my website? But let me say this, and again, this is why I've front-loaded this training, because I don't want you to watch me build this website over the next few days and then just say, okay, well, Sean put those three components on there. I'll just do it. I'll just do what Sean did, because it won't support your mission. So here's what I recommend. I recommend you take the list of everything that I just shared with you, and if you didn't write it down, rewind and write them down. Make that, well, I don't know how many are on that list, 15, 20 different items. Choose 5 of those items that will totally support your mission and put those on your website to begin with. Think about it as if you built a 5-room house, but it was an expandable house with wings. And down the road, when you want to add 2 more bedrooms to your house, you just knock out the final wall, slap 2 more bedrooms on, now you have a 7-bedroom house. Same thing on your website. Same thing on your website. I'm going to show you how to build your website in such a way that if you just want to add another wing to your, if you want to add another bedroom to your website, if you want to add another wing, if you want to add another page to your website, it's really easy. Take you a few minutes. You just slap it on. And so instead of starting today with everything on your website, with 15 or 20 different items, whatever, I don't know what it was, 12 items, instead, start with the 5 that are most important, or the 6 that are most important, or the 4 that are most important. Once again, I don't want you to be locked into some number I give you. I don't want this to be a cookie-cutter exercise over the next 5 to 7 days, or whatever it turns out to be, because if it's a cookie-cutter exercise, you'll get no more out of it than you've gotten out of every other cookie-cutter exercise that you've done over the last year, over the last 2 years, over the last 5 years. I want this training to change your life. And hopefully, after hearing me teach for the last, whatever this is, the last couple hours, if you've gone through all the training so far, hopefully I've already changed something in your life. I've already changed something in your mentality that says, I'm going to build a better business. I'm going to build a business that meets needs like no other business on earth has ever met needs. That's what I want you to feel empowered to do. And when you build out your business, I want you to not only be empowered to do that, I want you to actually make that happen. And so then what are the final steps? I'm just going to breeze through these final steps because I'm not going to be demonstrating as much of these final steps in building out your website. These are additional pieces. I feel like I should give them to you, though, so you've got a full, complete picture of what's going to happen. Once you have this website built out, then you've got to get out into the real world and become noticed. Now, notice I'm not talking about driving traffic. I'm talking about getting noticed. I'm not talking about getting hundreds of people to come to your website that don't want what you have. I'm talking about having your website out there and specifically building unique relationships with people all over the world who have an intense need for what you have. And teaching you how to make that happen is outside the scope of this training. This training is specifically designed for creating that online presence, and that's what I'm going to show you how to do. But I just feel like I have to give this to you. I have to tell you, when you go out there with this website, you want to focus on attracting people that need what you have to that website and to your web presence, not driving traffic. Okay? Because driving traffic has this connotation of just getting as many people to your website as possible, whether or not they need you. Instead, focus on who needs you and go out into the world and find those individuals based on where those people are hanging out in the world. Build your purpose in the real world. So you go out there in the real world where people are talking about your problem, where they're talking about your niche, where they're talking about the fact that they really wish they had a training like the one that you have. You get interrupt that conversation, and you're able to ask the question, are you frustrated because you don't have the solution to XYZ? If so, I have the solution. Come visit me at my Hangout Online, which happens to be your website. Okay, so without doing a full review, the one thing that I want to leave you with is this idea that, first of all, we talked about this on the first training. We talked about your mindset has to be of one, that I'm going to change the world, nothing's going to stop me. The second thing is that you must determine what your purpose is. In what way are you going to change the world? How are you going to change the world? And then the third thing that you're going to do is you're going to make your mission clear. Your mission's going to be clear. How you're going to help people, what you're going to help them with, and then you're going to build out a website that supports that, starting out with one-on-one mentoring at the very highest level and then moving down through that list of interactions, ways that you're able to work with people, and then finally your website is going to showcase as many things as you choose to place on that website for the purpose of supporting your clear mission.